This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
However, these investments in research and development, in education, in infrastructure, really bring money to the revenue to the Treasury. So they help decrease it. In fact, I think most economists will tell you that nothing brings more money to the Treasury than the investments in education, early childhood, K through 12, higher education, postgrad, lifetime learning for our workers.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Nancy Pelosi giving us the way that the government takes your money and makes more money out of it. Like Pelosi said, for every buck that you invest in welfare, you get back a buck 75. Glad you guys are here. It's a Kevin Jackson show. Just for the record, I don't know how many economists would actually validate Pelosi in that. If she's saying that your education is going to be worth more to you down the road or whatever, I get it. But she's quantifying it that. No. And so the way she would describe it, if all we do is invest in education, well, then things will be good. America, why invest in infrastructure when you can invest in education? Why invest in the military when you can invest in education? Why are we wasting our time on welfare when we could be investing in education? Education will solve all our problems. Now, if you've heard me talk about education, I find it to be the biggest joke. The biggest money grab on the planet has been education. The idea that our kids are going to get so much out of this. You know, all you got to do is put more money into these kids and things are going to go good. And we've thrown trillions of dollars into the school system, the education system. And what do we have? We got a bunch of dumb butts. That's what we have. Take your cell phone, put it in your hand. You hold more information in the power of your hand than all of the thinkers of mankind. Everybody alive. You've got the collective works of Einstein, Goebel, Newton, Ramanujan, you name it. You've got all these great thinkers and mathematicians and philosophers and you, I mean, just whatever, at your fingertips. Every idea they've ever thought about. And then you have what people are thinking this very moment, and you have access to all that education, and these people squander it. They can't even use that education on something as basic as, do we protect our citizens over non-citizens? Do we allow terrorists in or not? They tell black folks, after all the money that's been spent on education, you know what? Y'all are still too stupid to get yourselves an ID to vote. So it's funny that the left doesn't even, they don't even catch themselves in their little duplicitous webs of lies where they say to black people, it's education. We've been spending all this money on education, schools and stuff. But hey, y'all still too stupid. Everybody else is smart, but y'all are stupid. Now, do we fight them? What do we do? I mean, do you really feel like we're in there, we're battling it out? Oh, hey, by the way, while we were in the show yesterday, of course, the Senate got what they needed. They voted and passed the budget, the continuing resolution to fund the government for whatever length of time. And so, as I predicted, the Democrats caved. They had no other reason to cave. They had no. That's all they could do. And I love that, you know, and Chuck Schumer saying, you know, his little speech on the floor, I didn't negotiate with the president. He wouldn't even see us or whatever. People are going, no, he tried to see you. He tried to see you. You just didn't want to play ball. So he's giving McConnell, I'll fix Donald Trump. I'll give McConnell the credit. Give McConnell the credit. Trump doesn't care. The government's funded. Military's funded. The Democrats look stupid. And what's funny, I was listening to Shepard Smith clips, and they were saying something along the lines of, Democrats feel like they're winning and they're going to be going into 2018, whatever. Good luck with that strategy. What's happening right now, what's playing out right now, is going to confound them on November whatever of 2018 of this year. It's going to confound them. They're going to go, what happened? They caved because they had no other thing to do but cave. We said it ourselves. I mean, I know you heard me say it, and I'm sure you agreed with me. Let it play out. Let it play out. You want to put illegals ahead of citizens? You want to put illegals ahead of the military? And you think Trump can't sell that? He can't. The grand marketeer? And so, what was his name? Schumer's like, yeah, the guy who called himself the man who wrote the deal, he was not there to deal. Oh, he dealt. He did. You got dealt, boy. Got beat up. And then you listen to people like Pelosi.
Well, what decreases the deficit is investments in education.
You have people like Hillary Clinton that say things like, well, don't let them fool you and believe that corporations create jobs. I mean, these people are idiots. But they claim they got the best educations. They want you to invest in education. You know the rules, right? The rules of education is put more money in it. It has no accountability. Nobody really cares whether you're getting educated or not. The only people that count in education are the intelligentsia. They get the best educations or access to the schools that supposedly give the best educations. And then they just upgrade their pedigrees. Can you imagine if I walked around and I was saying things like, well, I did my undergraduate at Princeton and then did my graduate work at Harvard. How would you see me? I mean, I'm pretty smart. I got degrees in engineering, computer science, and math. But if you said, yeah, Kevin got his even though the engineering school at Harvard, I don't know if they have one. But let's say they have one. If they have a great business school, they don't have a good engineering school. MIT's got a better engineering school. But if I went to, yeah, Kevin got his engineering degree at Harvard, you'd go, whoa, just because you heard Harvard in there. Kevin, I didn't realize Harvard had any. Oh, yeah, we have an engineering program. It is Harvard, by the way. And then if I, was Princeton this or Yale that, you would be like, wow, Kevin's a graduate of Princeton. And then he went on to Harvard. And you would give me some sort of, you'd look at me like I was something special. I'd be no more special than I am right now. I'd be less of an engineer. Probably. But we feel that way. And that's why Nancy Pelosi continues to sell you investments in education. That's what will do it. Continuing education. Your continuing education is what you're getting right now, and you're getting it for free. You're welcome. We got a ton to talk about. Strength is our catchword of the day, but FBI deleted message.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. The Democrats caved. They had no other way to go. Ask yourself, when's the last time the Democrats caved? I'm talking about within days. Caved. Caved on the tax cuts. They didn't get it. They're going to get crushed on Obamacare. They're going to get crushed on DACA. Let me tell you something. This is the beginning of get used to losing. Well, that actually happened on November the 8th, 2016. Go ahead. Give yourselves a hand. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. Yeah, they've already caved. And they're looking for lifelines, and it's only going to get worse. Because let me tell you, as those negotiations and things continue to come up, you're going to start to hear things about these crooked Democrats, these crooked leftists. We've got a clip from Adam Schiff, and I'm going to give you the strategy of the left in selling this new report that's about to be released. They need to gain some traction on that. They need to get in front of it and say, it's bogus. It's been debunked. None of that stuff is true. Don't believe the truth that you're about to hear, because it is the true of the lie. You know, whatever. They're going to give you some spin, and it's going to be confusing. You're going to be, believe the truth of the lie of the truth? Or wait a minute, I'm a little confused here. And they're not going to care. Because they need you to be confused. They rely on you to be confused. They even tell you to your face, you're too stupid to understand the truth. Schiff said early, we can't let the people know this. They might lose faith in the credibility of our justice system. And now he's saying, well, it's not that. They don't want to give you the underlying stuff, and so you're not going to be able to make up your mind for yourself. And, oh, by the way, the underlying stuff's so complicated that only people like me can understand it. You don't want to have to deal with that. No. You're not ready for that. Yeah, you don't have the strength to deal with that. You haven't been tested enough like they have. You know, because they went to Harvard and Yale and places like that. They're ready for this. Their brains can have... If they were to put into your brains what they carry in their brains, your brain would fry. Yeah, you don't want to go through this, they tell you. We're saving you from yourselves. Help me help you. Strength. See, they sap your strength. That's what the left does. They don't want you to feel strong. They make everything, it's not easy, but it's certainly not difficult. See, life when you're on the dole, the public dole, it's not easy. But it's been made easier, and it's certainly not difficult. When you were on the public dole before, it was tough. To get there, you were like, whoo, you barely could drag yourself there. You were like, oh, you were waiting in line. Everybody looked like they had just been just, ridden hard. You know, just like old worn out horses. They're just waiting in line. Men would have their hat tipped down so you couldn't see their faces. It was sad. Women, you know, had the children and all that, but, you know, I mean, it was a funk fest at the welfare office in the old days. And people were embarrassed. They didn't want people to know they had to be there. It was a last thing. Not anymore. People dress up to go get that check. Well, you going after you get to get that check, man? Shoot, I'm going to that concert. No strife. No strife in your life. There's an old saying, Winston Churchill actually said it, kites rise highest against the wind, not with it. Against the wind. We were old and strong and still running against the wind. When I ran track, I used to hate to run into the wind. It stinks then, but if you're going to fly a kite, if you're going to rise high, you need the help of that wind that's fighting against you. It's just the truth. See, the world is going to break you. Just the way it is. That's life. It's funny. I remember when one of my pastors said years ago, he said, hey, God never promised easy. He didn't. He didn't say, if you follow what I tell you to do, it'll be easy. He just said, it will be righteous. That's it. I mean, I don't know how it is in your life. Have you wanted to, like, go with the flow because you knew, man, this is easy. If I go with the flow, there's money to be made. I tell you guys, I don't know how often, but once every quarter or so, if I wanted to go with the flow, I would be filthy, stinking rich. Van Jones is getting his show on CNN. I would be partnered with Van Jones, and we would be ripping the right a new one. If I wanted to go with the flow, if I wanted to get $50,000 a speech, which is what Van Jones makes, exponentially more than I make. But I won't go with the flow because I don't believe in it. There's nothing inside of me that could make me do it. There you go. The world's going to break you. It's the nature of things. But what happens to some of us is, when you're put back together, you're stronger where you were broken. But some people are not, that's not the case. Because they don't have that, I don't know, that will. That thing that says, you know what? Yeah, I could have gotten something material. I could have gotten something out of this that would have made my life easier or whatever. But you know what? It wasn't worth it in the long run. It's not worth it. See, you can tell yourself, that thing would have been better for me. Or you can say to yourself, you know what? I feel better having stuck to my principles. That's the way I look at it. I remember in the movie Tombstone, he says, is your soul for sale? My soul's not for sale. Is your soul for sale? I don't think so. Not if you're listening to this program. You've learned strength. Or you're learning it. And you know what? You're tired of having people kick you around. And so now you're saying, I know I'm strong. I'm mentally strong. Now let me show you that I have the strength, the fortitude, if you will, to tell you no, to tell you I reject you. I reject your evilness. I reject what you want me to believe about something that I know that I don't believe in, that I've allowed you over the past, what, 8 years, 10 years, 20 years? How long have you been getting kicked around by your family members, by your friends, by your coworkers, etc.? People who believe in the nonsense of Barack Obama, leftism, progressivism, call it whatever you want, false idols. You have the strength in your own mind to overcome anything. And it doesn't matter what the obstacle is. There are people that are in dire circumstances. I remember that movie, I forget the guy's name, but he was captured by the Japanese and they make him hold up a log over his head and he's dead tired. They've malnutritioned and everything. And the Japanese guy says to the guy that's watching him, if he drops that log, you shoot him. And he's dog tired. And he keeps that log above his head. If you think that that wasn't God willing that guy some strength that he didn't know he has, you don't, I mean, you probably haven't been listening to me a long time. Kites rise highest against the wind.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
About the Russia investigation, because I can't have you here and not, especially given how much we talked about it in the first year of the presidency. And now, if you turn on any conservative media, they keep talking about this Nunes memo, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee that he's put out there, and many Republicans have taken a look at it, and they want it made public. Can you tell us about this memo? What exactly is it?
It is essentially a set of talking points that the Republican intel staff drafted based on the highly classified materials, which most of the Republican members were forced to acknowledge they've not even read. So they don't know how distorted these talking points are. But it's part of the narrative they want to push out. And interestingly enough, they've made common cause once again with Russian bots, because Russian bots are pushing their narrative out there. It's in a redux of the campaign. We have Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and Russian trolls and bots saying, you know, hashtag whatever the GOP narrative is. That ought to tell you a lot about what's driving this, and that is...
Why not allow people to look at it and let Americans make the decision for themselves about whether it's useful information or not?
Well, because the American people, unfortunately, don't have the underlying materials, and therefore they can't see how distorted and misleading this document is. The Republicans are not saying make the underlying materials available to the public. They just want to make the spin available to the public, and I think that spin, which is a fulsome attack on the FBI, is just designed to attack the FBI and Bob Mueller to circle the wagons for the White House, and that's a terrible disservice to the people, hardworking people at the Bureau. But more than that, it's a disservice to the country.
Welcome back, everybody. Adam Schiff lying through his teeth. The guy, look, the Democrats talk about, let's make it all, let's put it out there, let's, you know, let's, it's transparency. Donald Trump has more on multiple occasions said, go for it. It's funny, Donald Trump Jr. sent a tweet to Schiff and said, hey, funny, you know, when it was wanting my data, which I released, you were crying for it. I said, put it out there. Now, it's time for this data to come out, and you don't want it out there. Donald Trump Jr. is attacking these guys. I love this. I love that this family doesn't sit back and just let these guys attack their dad. Go for it. Where's the stuff? Let's see it. And it was funny. No, the American people aren't ready for this. But I love how he categorized this. He says it's a talking point memo drafted by the Republicans. He knows that's a lie. But that's the spin they got to have on it. That's what you're going to hear. When this thing finally comes out, remember this conversation. By the way, kjradio.com, you can get this show on demand 24/7 anytime you want. You mark today, They're going to come back out, and the talking points are going to be, oh, this is merely nothing more than a talking point memo for the by the Republicans. It's only talking point memo. You're going to see that phrase all over the media, the leftist media. They're going to tell you, it's all a lie. They made all this up. It'll be FBI documents, NSA documents, FISA court, whatever. It'll be all the proof you need. They will sell this as, this is nonsense. It's not true. These people are just making this stuff up. They're liars. And they're going to be telling you all about themselves. Russian bots pushing the Republican narrative. That's what that clown actually had the nerve to say on TV. Russian bots. The interviewer is going, yeah, I just don't know. Oh, yeah, it's just Russian bots. And then here's what we've got. We've got WikiLeaks, and we've got Russian bots driving this. He said it on multiple occasions in that interview. WikiLeaks, you know, it's bots, it's Russian bots. And what's funny, to impugn WikiLeaks, the only media outlet who is 100% in their data, and he picks on him. He says, well, you know, you've got this guy, this group that's 100% in their data. I mean, who can believe them? Yeah. I just want you to stew on that for just a second. Who can believe them? These people are crazy. Going after, you know, we all know this is Russian bots and that 100% correct news source, WikiLeaks. But mostly Russian bots. And see, they don't have to put a name on that. What's a Russian bot? Is it a fly? What is it? Is it a drink? Is it somebody named Boris and he looks Russian? Or is it Natasha and she looks Jamaican? What? What is a Russian bot? Oh, it's an electronic program that's putting this stuff out. It's placing these things into the conservatives' hearts and minds. And then they're reacting in a particular way. It's ridiculous, folks. And then what he goes on to say is even more disturbing. Americans don't have the underlying materials. And he says, and without that, you can't really understand it. It would be distorted and misleading. It would lead you to the wrong conclusion that the Justice Department and the DNC and the media and Barack Obama's administration colluded against the presidential candidate that they did not want to win. They wanted his competitor to win at all costs. And they colluded together. And that's what happened. It was Russian bots doing it. Couldn't possibly be that the Democrats are all dyed in the wool over getting Hillary Clinton elected, do it at all costs. Why do you think Barack Obama made the comment when they asked him, well, you think president, and he's like, well, that's not going to happen. He said, when they said, well, what if Trump gets elected? Well, that's not going to happen. And then here's what he says, I believe in the American people. He has no belief in the American people. He believed in the crooked system they set up. So if he believes in the American people, they apparently didn't believe in him. They also, Barack Obama says, this is a vote for my legacy. And people rejected that. Has anybody circled back around to say, hey, listen, this is supposedly a vote for your legacy. What happened, Barack? Well, you know, a lot of shenanigans with the Russians. Oh, wait a minute, Barack. You're the one who said there's no way that the Russians could possibly interfere in our elections. And there you have it, the death spiral. But it gets worse. Stephen Miller, President Trump's one of his advisors, says, welcome to the FBI, a place where you can delete 5 months of incriminating text messages and then lead an obstruction of justice investigation into the President of the United States. That's about as good as it gets. Seriously? So the FBI claims it can't find 5 months worth of data. Was it on Hillary's server? Who was her? Brian Boitano? Or what was his name? Pagliano? Was he the one with it? Did he bleach bit it and then beat up the hard drives? Where is this data? Email, text messages you can't find. Come on. You're going to tell me you can't find 5 months of text message data with the amount of data that we now currently store on all Americans? I bet the NSA has it. If you couldn't produce that data, I would start suing people. Who is negligent to the point where 5 months of data gets lost mysteriously? Who's negligent? Because we should have your job or jobs, period. The story says that they failed to preserve 5 months of text messages between a senior FBI agent who worked on Special Counsel Mueller's Trump-Russia investigation and his mistress. And it's funny, they failed to preserve Peter Strzok's messages and his mistress's messages, but they managed to preserve everybody else's. I mean, what are the odds? Wow. It's awful that the very piece of information we need, possibly, to formulate good versus evil in this Dr. Evil jacked up plan by the left are gone. Yeah, their messages are gone. They said the Department of Justice made the disclosure in a letter to the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee last Friday. The letter states the FBI systems didn't preserve text messages between Agent Peter Strzok and the FBI lawyer, Lisa Page.
The department wants to bring to your attention that the FBI's technical system for retaining text messages sent and received on FBI mobile devices failed to preserve text messages for Mr. Strzok and Ms. Page.
Interesting. Wonder if it failed to do that for other people. I'm just curious. Citing misconfiguration issues related to rollouts, provisioning, and software upgrades that conflicted with the FBI's collection capabilities. Again, will somebody just answer for me? Does this affect everybody or just those two? It's significant that these text messages are missing at the time that they show them because they're from December the 14th of 2016 to May 17th, 2017 time period represents when Trump-Russia negotiations were heating up through the time Mueller was appointed special counsel. In fact, he was appointed special counsel on the 17th of 2017, March, May 17th. This is just scandalous. There's no other way to describe it. And they're not going to get away with it. But, you know, if they think they will, let them think that. But this is amazing that our government would do this and then try to hide it.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some. I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Boy, we got a trail of deceit for the Democrats. Oh, my goodness. Talking about deleted messages by the FBI. You thought Hillary Clinton was bad. Got that server down in her basement on a separate Clinton email system. And then Hillary says, well, I turned over all the information that was pertinent to my job as Secretary of State. I just didn't turn over my yoga and Chelsea's wedding. Chelsea's wedding stuff. Yeah, I didn't turn that over. And the conversations Bill and I would have of a personal nature, I didn't turn any of that over. Because God forbid we were to discover that Bikram yoga, is no better than regular yoga. Yeah. Welcome here, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, The Kevin Jackson Show. You have been led deception.
Hillary Clinton hires Pagliano. He comes down, manages her server for her on a separate payroll than the State Department payroll. But ain't nothing fishy there. Then, when it's time to get rid of it, we find out Hillary and them start investigating, hey, what can we do to clean off the drive to make sure nobody gets to it? And somebody says, bleach bit. And they said, what you call Hillary? And somebody said, no, I said bleach bit. So they use bleach bit to cover up all the fingerprints. Then they said, that's not good enough. Let's take these hammers to the servers and let's make sure that that doesn't go. We don't want cell phones, any of it. And then Hillary goes, well, what if that's not enough? And they said, well, delete your emails, your personal emails. Make sure nobody gets to them. And then Hillary and Bill send out a communique that says you will kill anybody that gives those emails to anybody else. And then work with the FBI. Collude with them. Tell them, hey, I need protection for all these people. I need Cheryl Mills. I need Huma Abedin. And I need 15 other people to be given immunity even though they haven't given you any testimony. And then we need to write up a letter saying Hillary's all scot-free and ready to go and everything's good and she should be the next president. And then call the president because he can make it happen. Hello, it's Barack Obama. Hey, Barack, we're in big trouble over here. It's DEFCON 1. Okay, I'll implement the nuclear solution, the nuclear plan. I've already gone on Jimmy Kimmel. I told him that Trump will never be president. So here we go. And then Barack Obama decides he's going to take the fake dossier and all these other stuff, instruct the FBI, this is what you use to institute an investigation against Donald Trump, and I want it done now under FISA court. So they start investigating Trump. And they say, hey, Flynn lied on his thing, man. We got a big deal here. Let's blow it up into a big conflagration. Let's make sure everybody knows Michael Flynn's a fall guy. Donald Trump's a bad guy. He colludes with the Russians. Remember when he said during the campaign, I hope the Russians hack Hillary. We get her emails. That's all we need. And we're off and running. And the FBI was all too happy to collude. Hey, lover. Hey, what are you doing, big boy? Big girl, whatever. They were like, hey, what do we do to stop Donald Trump? I don't care. We must stop Donald Trump by any means necessary. They went all Malcolm X on Donald Trump. And they said, we got to stop this boy. That's right. So then it was game on. FBI colluded with the NSA, etc., and they didn't tell each other what they were doing. I can't answer it under fear of, you know, prosecution. This is a FISA court order. Okay, well, I'm not going to do it. You got all these low-level bureaucrats going, I'm not going to buck the system. Hey, they could be doing it to me. Here you go, here you go. And Trump's going, yeah, they're spying on me. They're spying on me at Trump Tower. He's a liar. Look at him. He's crazy. That Donald Trump is unhinged. Nobody would ever do that. And Barack Obama, nobody could ever influence a United States election. Because it'll never happen. I feel like Robin Williams right now. It'll never happen. It can't happen in 1,000 years because I made sure of it. Blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And next thing you know, hey, they've colluded in the election. It's so funny when you run it back, man. It's like Keystone Cops. Strzok and Page. Investigating the FBI's handling of the email probe. Finally, Strzok, senior FBI official, worked on both the Clinton email and the Trump-Russia investigation. Top investigator on the Trump-Russia case in July of 2016, just weeks before wrapping up his work, is one of the top investigators in the Clinton probe. Clinton gets exonerated on language that this fool used to say, this language, if we use it, is not prosecutable. So that's what they did. He got removed from Mueller's investigation because Trump said, you know what, let them have who they want. They're going to hang themselves. But the DOJ learned this guy sending anti-Trump messages he'd exchanged with his girlfriend, Paige, having an extramarital affair with her. Hey, I'm not getting in his business. I just care about his FBI stuff. But think about this. What if she wasn't an FBI person? What if she was an ordinary citizen? And he was saying, yeah, I'm here, over here trying to get Donald Trump. You know, we're going to get him a case. We're going to get him hung up here because I'm not going to let this man be president. And then she went out and told the Russians or somebody else. How do we know what these clowns will do if they'll do that? So what new text messages were revealed? Well, we don't know. Johnson's committee with 384 pages of new text messages. One of the new messages mentions a language change in the statement that the then FBI Director James Comey read through, which is what I just alluded to. That's enough to get somebody put in prison. In another exchange, the two expressed a displeasure about the timing of Loretta Lynch's announcement that she would defer the FBI's judgment on the Clinton investigation. That announcement came days after it was revealed that she and Bill Clinton had had their impromptu meeting in a Phoenix at the Phoenix airport. You know, the tarmac meeting that was just happened. Oh, my goodness, look who's here. Oh, my God, is that Loretta's plane? Oh, hold on a minute. Let me off for a second. I'm going to say hello to this black lady. I mean, I love black people. Let me off, please. Okay, all right. I'm just going to bump over there for 5 minutes or so. So Clinton goes over, threatens Loretta Lynch's life, and her husband was there, too. And the next thing you know, and you know how we found out about that bad boy? A very observant ground crew person at the Phoenix airport went, "This is weird. That's Bill Clinton's jet. That's an official jet from the United States government that has Loretta Lynch on it. I'm going to alert the press." And somebody came out and went, "Boop, boop, that's what that is." Or we'd never know. So what did Strzok say in a July 1st text message about that? Looks like hell. And Page appears to mockingly refer to Lynch's decision to accept the FBI's inclusion in the case as real profiling courage, since she knows no charges will be brought. This was a cooked deal, inasmuch as Hillary Clinton's coronation was a cooked deal. So is DACA, right? They didn't expect to deal with Donald Trump on DACA. They expect to deal with Jeb Bush. Can you imagine what we would be talking about if we were talking about DACA with Jeb Bush? I'm just saying, woo! Here's some tweets. Schumer learned the hard way President Trump doesn't negotiate with terrorists. I thought that was hysterical. Britt Hume, who's a guy I follow quite a bit, and Britt happens to like my work, he says, "I doubted it was possible, but Democrats have actually lost a showdown fight. Schumer has agreed to end the filibuster in exchange for practically nothing. Make no mistake, Schumer and Dems caved. What a political fiasco." This is a dude that understands politics. He's not, you know, he understands what the left is going to be looking at. Now, our side, we know exactly what it is, but he's going to have a tough time explaining that to his own side. Chuck Schumer is, that is. Here's another one, Bert Hume again. "Let me be clear about what the Democrats tried to do here. They wanted to tie DACA to the government funding bill so they could save DACA in exchange for funding the government, instead of later having to agree to a lot of border security measures to protect DACA on a separate bill." That's confusing, don't feel bad. Lee Zeldin said this, "Color me skeptical that the stroke page texter actually, quote, lost. I predict they are a million times more likely to fall under the category of revealing and damaging instead of lost. In this order, what's needed is transparency, accountability, and regaining the public trust." He's with me. I'm with him. These aren't lost. You don't lose text messages. There's a record. Don't play games with us. Look, I know all about Cipranet and Nippernet, but there's a phone company behind this that has those messages. Stop joking with us. Stop playing. This is what I can't stand about politics. Fake Stephen Miller account said this, "Democrats are starting to feel how Republicans felt before Donald Trump joined the party." Very true. The only difference is the guy who's helping to save the conservative movement, the Republican Party, Tea Party, is a guy who truly loves this country and wants to see what's best for it. TeaPartyCommunity.org, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Talk to you again tomorrow.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.